So our numbers are down. Our numbers have not, you know, just as in, but I mean, to be fair to us, you know, we were starting to get cases. We're starting to get into a groove, and then COVID-19, and everyone decided that they needed toilet paper, and no one has any more hand sanitizer. And so these things are just correlated. They're not causation, but we were not able to get as many cases out as we have. We've turned out a few since then. We're still working very, very hard as we've sort of navigated this thing. And we've been meeting on Zoom for conference ever, you know, for a while. And so this is nice to be able to sort of speak to you in what has now become my native environment, apparently. So with that in mind, I also want to sort of emphasize a couple of things to give you that makes this a little bit different than on a normal presentation. Normally, I like to be able to, you know, talk, but this is more along the lines like I'm DJing a party through a drone when I don't have any controls that I understand on Mars. So that's what I'm trying to do. If there's some lag time, I apologize. So it's a couple of things that means for this presentation, though. This makes you very self-conscious. I can't see what I look like. I have no idea. And so when I get nervous, I'm telling you that not only because I want your pity, but also because when I get nervous, I tend to speed things up. And that's a concern that I have. And I will do my very best to try and keep my blood pressure down and keep my tempo down so that you understand what I'm getting at. Secondly, I have no way to read the room. I mean, I can literally read this room, but this room is me. I mean, this is what I'm looking at right now. So there you go. This is me. And so I'm not getting a lot of feedback from the audience on this. So that means that my jokes, if I have any jokes, they're likely only there to entertain myself. So they're going to be more and more esoteric. So I apologize for any lengthy digressions. And for Doug Gladden, that if you're watching that, this goes three levels, this picture. In any event, also, the upside is that I'm able to use smaller fonts. There's a lot more text on some of my fonts because now I'm not stuck at 32, so I can fit a little bit more facts on there. So I'm happy about that. And again, trust me about the paper. The paper is the most important thing. I hope that this will just sort of, the CLE can just wash over you and you'll be very happy. So with that out of the way, number 10. See, number 10, Ben 10 there. State versus Ruiz. This is a case dealing with improper photography by a teacher. A substitute teacher is taking pictures under the skirts of female students with his phone because that's creepy. And that's why I typed in creepy photographer. And this is the picture that I get and other things that I don't want to remember. In any event, the creepy photographer, the school officials go take this guy's phone and scroll through the phone to find the pictures. They manage to get the phone before he can delete anything. Then with the information that they get from the phone, they give it to the police. The police get a search warrant, and then they search for more pictures. The trial court then suppresses the evidence, saying, look, this was clearly a search, and a search by a private person is covered and by the state exclusionary rule, and so they suppress everything. This is actually a picture of me taking a selfie with the court. The unanimous Court of Criminal Appeals reverses. No, that's not. They look way better than that. Anyway, the holding of the decision is that the private citizens cannot violate the Fourth Amendment. So the idea here that you have, you know, the state or, you know, the state or other people that are seizing evidence, this limits that scope and says, look, you're only talking, you know, if the private citizen violates a statute, that's one thing. But and Article 3823 is only going to apply to private citizens acting in a private capacity when there's a statutory violation. And so because the principals in this case were sort of acting in a private capacity where they were not acting as agents of the state, we're only concerned they're not violating the Fourth Amendment. And so we're only concerned with whether or not there was a statutory violation. In this case, the only statutory violation anyone pointed to was breach of computer security. And the court notes that this doesn't amount to a violation of breach of computer security. So in the end, the search is okay because you have one adult searching another adult's phone. Couple of things that I want to point out about this, or I want to sort of throw out there for you to think about when you're thinking about this opinion. And I think it's a good opinion, but you know, what about Arguelles and Thompson? If you remember those cases, Arguelles was the case where the court said a guy who is taking pictures at a pool, like he's just taking pictures of kids at a pool in violation of the, you know, basically he was prosecuted then under the improper photography statute, which in Thompson, the court declared was facially unconstitutional, right? So So we actually said there was no reason in Arguelles to stop this guy. And we didn't even point to that improper photography statute. We just said there wasn't even reasonable suspicion to stop him just because he was taking pictures, right? The reason I point this out is the state's theory was not improper photography. It was actually attempted production of sexual performance by a child. I don't know about you, if you've looked at that statute and whether or not the taking these photos of the students fits into that statute. But what I'm only really pointing out is there wasn't really a challenge to the warrant itself based on probable cause, right? It was really more of a, this was a search of this private, all the arguments really focused on the search by the private person, not on whether or not this actually would have this was actually lack of probable cause. So maybe keep that in mind as well, that some of the things, the case is really only focused on one, that one aspect of 3823.